Firas Rad, the World Bank country manager for South Sudan, announced on Friday the World Bank had approved a $70 million International Development Association grant to boost women's social and economic empowerment in South Sudan.
The explicit development objective of the project is to increase girls' and women's access to livelihood, entrepreneurial, and gender-based violence services, and to strengthen the government's capacity to actually provide these services.
Many South Sudanese women received the announcement with joy. South Sudanese entrepreneur Grace Akonbiar, who sells books in Juba, says the money comes at the right time when South Sudanese women are rising up together to change their lives.
There were times that you could not find women everywhere. But if you look at women now, they're trying their best. You find some of them are carrying sweets and other things on their head and then moving around selling them. They are really rising and they are really into the field of businesses. And this is the time that they should be supported.
The World Bank says the four-year project will socially and economically empower 91,000 women and 5,200 girls in Central Equatoria, Eastern Equatoria, Western Bahr el Ghazal, Warrap, and Unity States. The bank says the project will be implemented by the South Sudan Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare with support from the International Office of Migration. Jacqueline Asiwa, Director of the Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice, says at times huge funds at various organizations gets stockpiled and does not reach the intended beneficiaries. She's urging the World Bank and its partners to ensure that the money with this project reaches rural women in particular.
Most of the time, donors and partners make big announcements of this money. But when you come on the ground, the situation remains the same. So this thing of having too many middlemen or middle women in the middle, organizations in the middle, and then at the end, what comes to women-led organizations, something that cannot even support the local rural women. So we want to make sure that this $70 million reaches the rural women so that they can be able to grow.
Akon agrees that grant money from projects like this one often does not reach its intended recipients.
You find it somebody somewhere have misused the money in between. And then later, the real people who deserve that money, they might be given a small percentage.
Nasiwa says South Sudanese rural women are living in great poverty, and any support that targets their welfare should be handled with care. She says the World Bank funding should target specific areas of women empowerment.
If someone is selling vegetable in the market, how can we help these women to process their vegetables or grow their vegetables in large amounts that they can sell to the market locally and also sell to the neighboring states? Our women need to be capacitated in terms of how to start up business, how to register business. Some of the women cannot even register business because of the requirements, maybe legal documents, the fee to be paid. So how can this funding be able to support women starters in business?
The World Bank says the funding targets community-based socio-economic empowerment of women, establishes a women's entrepreneurial opportunity facility, provides services for survivors of gender-based violence, and supports institutional strengthening and project management. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.